on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome to the Golf Club at Ko'olina is where we are for the LPGA Lotte Championship presented by Jay Golf. Great golf. You got to come and see this leaderboard. I, Miyazato, in the lead by 3 strokes, 10 under par. Christy Kerr, Asa Munoz, tied for second, 7 under. So-Yun Yu, Jiai Shin, Yanni Sen, and Mena Lee, tied for fourth, at 6 under. In the clubhouse this morning, someone who has all the pronunciations down because you watch him, you listen to him on Golf Channel, commentator Jerry Foltz. But first, the sponsors who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And welcome to the show. Okay, we've been talking global golf for, since the Pearl Open started here in Hawaii in the 70s, because the founder of the Pearl Open brought all of the players from Asia, Japan in particular, and Korea, and they played here. Some players came from the West Coast and contended against the local players. The idea, of course, Hawaii being a central location between East and West, that theme will go throughout the show today, because part of that central location, doing business, making it easy for East and West to meet here in the Pacific, was the brainchild of politicians many years ago, not wanting to depend completely on the tourist dollar. So putting a pretty face and business together was the hope. And it seems like with LPGA and Lotte here, it's a perfect example of that really coming to fruition. Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel commentator and professional golfer himself, welcome to the Golf Club show. So good to have you. Oh, just a second. For some reason, we didn't have your audio up. Thank you. We're going to have to do some adjusting here for my listeners. In fact, we're going to have to, Danielle's going to have to work on something real quick while the gentleman, Rick, could you come over quick, please? Thank you so much. We're having some problems with Jerry's headset. This is live radio. We're at the Lotte. We're not in the studio, and we always have these issues whenever we're on location. It's a whole lot of fun. I think that headset might be working, the one right there. Let's give that one a shot and pretend like this didn't even happen. Here we go. All right, for local folks, Ayaka Kaneko, she is doing so well. You know, her home course is the Wailea Country Club. She is tied for 32nd right now. It's great to see one of our local players, Stephanie Kono. She's good to see that she has Ka'anapali behind her, and the resort is going to be sponsoring her. That takes such a huge weight off these young players' minds to know that they're going to have some income, some sponsorship to make their attempt to be successful on the LPGA Tour possible. Now, let's see if we can't get Jerry in for us right now. Okay. Jerry.
Is it working? Oh, yes. There we go. Thank you, Danielle, for having me on. Number one, I first heard of you when I was over here, I think 4 or 5 years ago, for the Kapalua tournament, which was then the Mercedes Championship.
Yes.
I've tried catching your show many times online and enjoy it very
much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy doing it. And it's cool that it is on Maui and is on Kauai and in Hilo. Because of the mountains on the Big Island, you know, you have to have a station dedicated to the Hilo audience. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today. The winds are out of the northeast, 10 to 15. But right now, there is no wind. It'd be like, where do I want to put the ball, right, Jerry?
It's amazing out there right now. I've gotten up at the same time every morning because I flew in from the East Coast on what would have been Monday, I guess. And I'm still basically on East Coast time. But I've gotten up early every day, and it's always been at least blowing 10 this time of day, and now it's completely calm out there.
Yeah, the humidity about 60%, and we can expect it to be hot. If you're coming out to watch the LPGA Lotte Championship, and the great players. We have an incredible leaderboard.
Yes, you do. Indeed. You have some of the greatest players in the game all the way up top, including Aya Miyazato, who took a while when having gotten to the tour with great expectations to win. Then 1 year, 2 years ago, she went five times, only one time last year, and hasn't had her best stuff yet this year. But with a three-shot lead, she's going to be very tough to beat. But look at the names behind her. Christy Kerr, who's only a few points short of the Hall of Fame. You got Atha Munoz. She goes by Atha. Just one of the sweetest young ladies in the game, looking for her first win. The expectations on her are through the roof. She could carry the banner for so many emerging markets in the golf business.
And look what she did at the Solheim. She was amazing at the Solheim.
Well, she essentially won it, although she doesn't get credit for it. She won it with the second shot at 17 against Angela Stanford. I was fortunate enough to be following that match later in the day, and that was such an incredible shot. And then her assistant captain comes up, who's going to be captain now, Lotta Neumann, so it's ironic she's not playing here.
But
tells her before she makes a putt, it's all on you. The cup is on you. She's got a three-footer. Can you imagine the pressure? She said yesterday in an interview with us, I almost peed my pants. But look behind her. You got So-Yeon Ryu, who won the U.S. Open last year. He's had many chances since then to win again. And then, of course, world number one. And a lot of people think it still might be her tournament to lose, even though she's four back. And Yanni said it's going to be incredible out there today.
Oh, she's been in the water. How many times? And today she said, if I could just on five, not go in the water because it's a birdie hole.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough hole, but it is for her. She's the best ball striker out here for her to hit it in the water. And she hit it in the water off the 10th tee the first day, which is a major error. I mean, water shouldn't even come into play for players of her caliber on 10. So, yeah. She doesn't need her best to win, though. She's that Tiger Woods of 10 years, that 10-year era.
Yes.
When he could win with what he termed his C game, she can do that still. Now, coming from behind hasn't been her strong suit, much like Tiger. She's a very good front runner. We'll see. If she makes some noise early, Aya Miyazato will certainly hear her footsteps.
It's interesting to see Caroline Hedwell. She's in there. She's such a great ball striker as well. I mean, I love the way she plays.
Yeah, a lot of success last year in Europe. And, of course, she was a stalwart on the Solheim Cup team for Europe, the winning Solheim Cup team. And she's just playing her first year over here. I think she'll do great things. But, again, this is such a step higher. I'm sorry. I know the ladies' European tour, and they won the Solheim Cup, Europe did. I know they're very proud of what they've done. But so many of their best players play over here full-time. This is a huge step up from the LET. And once she gets comfortable and proves to herself she can win out here, she might be off and running as well.
Okay, we had four of the past number one players in the world contending yesterday, and it was interesting to hear Yanni Sen. A lot of people were saying, "Is this a really tough golf course? Is that why that you know we had those former number ones like Jiayi Shin, Aya Miyazato, all contending, and of course Yanni Sen?" And Yanni said it was the wind. Is it the experience as a player?
No, that just separates the better players every time. Every time you get a lot of wind, that separates the great players because you get a calm day and you go out on the practice tee here and you see some of the best swings in golf. I mean, literally, you see, I was talking to a couple of the caddies yesterday, you see 15 or 20 of what you would consider technically perfect golf swings. And so, and they're machines on the practice tee, on the driving range. A lot of them are so young, they are still learning to what we call play golf, you know, the art of golf, scoring, getting it in the hole somehow. You have to manufacture shots. You have to be creative. You have to have imagination. That takes experience. And the best players win under all conditions. They're able to do that. Yanni being first and foremost there, but Aya Miyazato, having grown up in Okinawa, playing seaside on the wind her whole life, is extremely comfortable here.
Yeah, very. She kept saying that every day. The question was, how do you like being in Hawaii? And she's like, oh, I just like being at home. After playing golf, I can go to the beach. I can relax. I just chill. But wind does not seem to be a factor today. Even though the forecast is for northeasterlies 10 to 15, I don't think they're going to come up based on having lived here for a while.
See, but I think one of the things people do by nature is overestimate the wind speed. But I've been out there on the course the last 3 days. And I said they were 30 the whole time, arguing with Rolfing. He says, no, they're blowing 15, at the most maybe 17. And I got a theory. The reason you guys underestimate the wind speed is because everything moves slower in Hawaii. It's a slower pace of life. It's so laid back here. No, mate, it's just blowing, 12 out there. And it feels like a typhoon to me.
We're going to keep you for another few minutes. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to get back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I wanted to start off this segment with Afa Munoz talking about, she's tied for second today, 1 over 73 yesterday. She said in her strategy for this final round, certainly not shooting a 73 was in the car. She wanted to shoot in the 60s, and she had an amazing 64. That was just brilliant. But she talked about her round that she started yesterday. She said she was being too calm, okay? But she also talked about being paired with Ai Miyazato and how good that is for her.
I haven't been nervous all day, and I think actually at the beginning I was probably a little too calm. You know, sometimes it's nice to be a little nervous. But, you know, playing with Ai, it's awesome because, like, between shots with Doug, and she's always smiling. Like, obviously now she's playing good, but even I played with her once at Grand Cypress, and I think she shot, like, 5 over, and she was that nice. Like, it doesn't matter what she's shooting. And, you know, I got to learn, a lot to learn from that. And, I'm happy I'm getting to see that because that's what I'm working on, and I like it.
I've been learning a lot about the women and the things they're working on. Afa talks about the fact that she gets a little bit too upset. She has a temper, and she has to work on that temper. Then G.I. Shin, her body image, and having lost weight. She said she wants to be more confident walking on the fairways. And she said that she's lost 7 pounds, and maybe that'll help. I never thought about that when I look at television. You're there on Golf Channel. I'm talking with Jerry Foltz, the commentator, professional golfer. And you see them walking, and I figure they're thinking about, okay, what club am I going to, you know, where did the ball land? What's the lie? How am I going to stand? You know, am I going to be off balance? And here she's also got in her head, how do I look?
Yeah.
You know, do I look fat in this?
You know what? That's interesting to me, too. And obviously something on the air when a 49-year-old male is covering 21-year-old LPGA females is something I don't usually bring up and probably won't. But it is interesting. It's part of the psyche. And you see some of these young ladies out here who are just stunning. They are absolutely stunning. And they take their appearance so serious. And not only the clothes they wear, but in their fitness routines. It's amazing. If you haven't come out to an LPGA event, you should. If you get a chance today or next time the LPGA is around, because there's more to it than just the golf. There's a bit of a glamour show out there. They're the greatest athletes in the world, in the best women's professional sports organization there could possibly be, most successful by any means. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to be around them. I started covering the LPGA full time last year, and I told my boss I wasn't really thrilled about it at the time because I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And I told him after two tournaments last year, if you ever think about taking me off the LPGA, We're going to have some contract talk.
Well, I was talking to one gal who came from Seattle to check out what the LPGA environment was like, because she'd mostly been covering PGA events. She said, well, the PGA events are more like a kegger, and this is more like a family. They should really promote, the LPGA should work on promoting this as a family thing to do.
It absolutely is. It's a bit of a sorority out there. It feels very much like a family atmosphere. Now, a lot of the ladies travel together. A lot of the ladies stay together. That doesn't happen on the PGA Tour anymore because they're making so much money. There's 144 different corporations in each event, essentially, and 40 private jets parked on the tarmac. Very few of the LPGA ladies fly private jets. They oftentimes, most of them are flying in coach, which you don't find on the PGA Tour. And they share expenses. They're not getting rich out here. You look down the money list, the 50th or 60th player, sometimes this point of the year, isn't basically just covering expenses with all the travel they've had. By the end of the year, of course, they're making money. But, yeah, it's got that feeling. And a lot of the parents still travel, obviously because the ladies are so young. But it does. Everybody seems to get along. There's very little drama, and they all have a common goal for the success of not only their careers but the LPGA, and that is refreshing after covering men's golf for so long, where there's a sense of entitlement. Out here, there's none of that.
Now, what about for, let's say, a family listening, someone listening, can I bring my kids? Would you bring your children?
Absolutely. I have never seen an LPGA player, maybe only two or three men players in my life, who get upset if they see a kid acting up, because that's the best thing about it. Introduce your kids to golf at an early age, and the rewards for that are going to be last a lifetime, because it is a game, the only game that truly lasts a lifetime, and the international language of business is golf. So if you become fluent in golf speak and golf becomes a hobby of yours, it's only going to help you professionally and personally, because it teaches life lessons that no other sport teaches. It's really the only sport where it's you against yourself. The ball's still,
yes.
The target's still, everything's still.
Yes.
You're playing a golf course. You're also playing 143 other people. And it's the only sport where you're truly, the biggest obstacle is your own yourself.
Yes. Yesterday, in the media center, Ai Miyazato, who's leading by 3 strokes, she said those 3 strokes, if it were windy, now she expected it to be windy. She said, that's nothing. But basically, I'm going to go out and play it. Hey, listen to this. One shot at a time.
Right.
I mean, how often have we heard that? It's like almost cliche, right? One shot at a time.
Yeah.
But you really have to. And from what Asla Munoz said about Ai, always smiling, even when she's not playing well, it's a big lesson for people to learn. Speaking of families, I digress for a moment. In the Star Advertiser, the main newspaper in Hawaii, the great feature on Karen Stubble.
Yes, indeed.
And it's the Today section, complete a yesterday paper. Front page is all about her traveling with her kids.
Her husband caddies for her, and her son Logan there that is enjoying the heck out of being over here. They came over last week early and stayed at Turtle Bay. And, she's one of the true sweethearts, too. She no ego to her, tons of game, and forging a nice career while trying to raise a family on the road, which is, I mean, it's one thing for the PGA Tour players to do that. Who have daycare, most of them have nannies that travel with them.
They do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They call it, let's have a little help this week. And you know, they're flying their private jets. They rent the big suites at the hotel. Okay, great. They're raising their kids on the road. That's fine. And that's to be admired as well. But for the LPGA player, for mom to be doing it with very little help, usually maybe a parent will come along. It's pretty amazing that they're able to do that and still focus and give the dedication to their craft that they need to do to be successful.
You probably work under the working philosophy of the story is whoever wins, you're not going to root for somebody.
Not on the air, but
no.
Yes, I root for many of them.
Right. Is there someone, and do you mind talking about who you're looking at to and would be a real great story to win today?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a reporter, we root for stories, not people, typically. And Atha Munoz would be a great story today. Christy Kerr getting one point closer to the Hall of Fame would be a great story. Yanni Sen, that story never gets old. As far as people go, and I don't think there's any of them that I truly don't want to see win.
No, I understand.
Yeah, but Atha's the one I think I pull for as much as anybody. I pull for Brittany Lindscombe. I think she's great. Paige McKenzie's a good friend. Karin Chaudine, who I got to know at the Craft, who looked like she had that tournament in her hands.
Yes.
After the sixth hole of the final round. I walked over here to the course with her today, and she never stops smiling. She doesn't know how to stop smiling. She's just such a nice young lady that she's playing early today at 2 over par, so she has no chance to win. But, yeah, there's a number of them like that I'm always pulling for. And again, from a TV standpoint, we want numbers, and sometimes the best stories there are the young American players.
And because we're so U.S.-centric, And as I started the show talking about global golf, I mean, this LPGA is a global operation.
Yeah, it didn't start that way, but it is truly the only international tour in golf. Obviously, tennis is a different story. They're only international. But, yeah, in terms of golf, it's truly the only international tour. And they embraced that. It was I think the previous commissioner kind of battled that a little bit, but the new commissioner, who might be the best commissioner in all of sports, and Michael Wan, he embraces it, and he's cherishing that and using it to grow. I got the list here of all the countries this is being televised to this week through the Golf Channel and through IMG, the broadcast partner of the LPGA Tour: Korea, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, two TV stations in Thailand, Japan, Czech Republic, France, Netherlands, Sweden, and for the first time ever, two stations in Vietnam.
Wow, that is so cool.
And that's great for Lotte as well, but it's also great for the product and growing the game. And you know, we're, 4 years away from the Olympics?
Yeah, it's great for Lotte. It's great for LPGA. And I think Commissioner Wan mentioned that both of these companies are working to expand their brand.
And it's also great for Hawaii.
Exactly.
It's extremely good for Hawaii. I mean, the tourist dollars are so important here. Jay Talwar, who's a friend of mine who works for the State Tourism Board, who's the director of it. It's huge for that kind of exposure because it looks so good on TV.
Yes.
You can't help it. You got the perfect landscape, perfect backdrop for any sporting event. But it's huge for Hawaii, I think, as well.
And we're also, as I started to talk about at the beginning of the show, is getting businesses to come from east and west to meet in a central location. Easiest would be right here, instead of somebody doing a 14-hour flight, you know. So let's meet in Hawaii, and let's get some business revenue coming into the islands. Because there are so many places that are depending on the tourist dollar. I mean, where is money being made for the tourists to then spend? You got to produce something, then go on a vacation and spend it. You can't all be tourist destinations.
Yeah.
So Hawaii's always looking for a way to diversify. And one of the hopes was that we become a central location. So for us to grow our brand in a way that makes it good for Lotte, because it wasn't it their idea to...
Yes, indeed it was.
...to broadcast from here?
It was.
And so that helps us. And I like the idea of the Wednesday to Saturday.
We're going to finish in live TV in all of Asia, morning TV, and then they'll re-air it during the normal broadcast window. We're going to finish in prime time on the East Coast. This will get the biggest non-major numbers of the year for the LPGA Tour. The numbers will be through the roof, and I already know they were Wednesday. Today, we're going to be finishing at, 10 o'clock or something like that, 9:30, 10 o'clock
Eastern Coast
time?
Yes.
The numbers will be absolutely through the roof. The leaderboard's going to add to that because it is a very dynamic leaderboard full of stars. So it's going to be, and then... Getting back to the original point, though, you look at the economic impact of just this one little event, 1 week of the year in Hawaii, with so much going on here year-round. It's estimated typically in an LPGA event in the States at $17 to $20 million economic impact to the local community. This has to be nearly double that with the amount of people Lotte brought in to enjoy the week as well.
The hospitality?
Yes.
Yes. That's beautiful. Would you like to see more events go Wednesday, Saturday?
I think the LPGA is going to embrace that, especially the events that are big for the Asian market. And it also gives them a chance to stand out by themselves on Saturday and not compete with the PGA Tour. The problem is they have to be on a Western time zone, say a Pacific Coast time zone or Hawaii, in order to make it a primetime finish.
I got it. Okay. And the next event is actually on the West Coast.
No, it's in Mobile.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Mobile, then when do you go to Safeway?
Safeway's later in the year.
Oh,
yeah.
Safeway. They're already promoting so much. I thought they were coming up.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. You know what? They're one of those tournaments to send people out to other tournaments to see what they're doing that they can do better.
And that's good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do while here other than work? Did you have any chance to...
You know what? I've been to Hawaii so many times that I enjoy Waikiki, and I rent my scooter and drive out to Wailea when we're here for the Sony Open. And I obviously enjoy my time over at Kapalua when we get to stay at the Ritz, which sounds very fancy, and it is.
Yes.
But when you come out here, it's so peaceful. I didn't even rent a car. I have no plans on driving anywhere the entire time here. There's plenty of incredible dining right around the Ko'olina area, including Roy's right here in the clubhouse. And it's just so peaceful. It's like going where everybody's on vacation this week. All the players, even I, has mentioned that. You know, Brittany Lincecum tweeted from the gym last night, "I'm in the gym. I'm here alone." That's incredible because that's never the case with all these young ladies. They're hanging out by the beach. They're hanging out by the pool, having a refreshment and enjoying it. It's so peaceful. It really is. of all the tournaments I've covered in Hawaii, this is going to definitely be my favorite because there's no stress whatsoever.
Oh, this is Jerry Foltz. You know the voice, Golf Channel. You know the face. And, yes, he's as handsome in person as he is on television.
You are so sweet, Danielle.
We're going to say aloha and bring, well, if you can stay, you're welcome to. But we've got General Manager Greg Nichols. Is he standing by over there? He's such a polite person. He doesn't come over and push himself in. But we need to take a break and take care of our sponsors. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Poo Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the show. We're at the LPGA Lotte Championship presented by J-Golf. We're at Kapolei. That's on Oahu in Hawaii. Ko'olina Golf Club is the place we're at. And this is so nice to be back. The last time I was here was, 3 years ago. And we were here with Bill Backron, I believe it was. And the same person who was here then is here now. He's the general manager of Ko'olina Golf Club. Welcome to the show. You're on now. Greg Nichols, it's so good to see you.
Great seeing you, Danielle. Aloha. Great having you guys back.
Oh, absolutely. Now, it must be wonderful for you to have this event again.
Oh, we love it.
An event again, I should say.
Yeah, any event, but especially the ladies, Danielle. These girls are outstanding. The whole organization with the LPGA is great. And, you know, I've seen both sides with the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. And it's different, you know. LPGA is much more fun. It's not as rigid, you know, all the
shit. There's not as much testosterone running around.
That's what it is. It sure is a lot more beautiful sights around, let me say that.
Yes, and they're fierce competitors.
Yeah, they really are. And it started off, you know, we had a clinic on Monday with Paula Creamer.
Yes.
Stephanie Kono and Mario Galdiano.
I brought the picture, and I wanted to talk to you about
this. Is it great?
Yes, because in the, again, the sports advertiser, star advertiser in the sports section, Mario Galdiano is a picture of her looking at Paula Creamer.
I know.
Isn't that awesome? It's
I
like
know.
She's part of the clinic, but she's taking the clinic while she's giving the clinic. Mario Galdiano, right?
Yeah, and she grew up here. She started when she was five, but what I was going to, the point was with Paula, she talked about how competitive she is and how, you know, she's just a bulldog on the golf course. They're friends off the course, but on the course, they want to kill each other.
Yeah.
You know, beat each other.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You have to. Otherwise,
yeah.
We were listening to, I think, some of the competitors say that they're not sure they have the killer instinct is what I call it.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, you want it more than me? fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather be friends.
Absolutely. And, you know, you see it from small kid time. Some kids have it, some kids don't. And, you know, they're taught to be nice. You know, we're all socialized. And,
right.
And yet when you're in a competitive mode, hey, it's all or nothing. Bobby Jones, one of my idol growing up, was one of the greatest. He was the true epitome of Southern, being a Southern gentleman. He would kill people with his kindness. And he was so sweet, but on the golf course, forget it.
See, you know. Now, it's important to recognize that. And what if you're good enough to be on the LPGA, but you don't have the killer instinct to win?
You won't win.
But you'll still make...
Oh, you'll make a good living. But there's a lot of... Yeah, you'll make a good living, and you'll have a great time and a great career. And, you know, it's fine. But there's some people that just want it, that little bit more and are willing to pay the price, too.
What's the price?
The price is like what, you know, Michelle's going through right now, is the agony and the ecstasy. Because when you're not playing well, they're out there working their tails off, you know, 4 and 5 hours a day and chasing that elusive, you know, the apple's always out in front of them. When have you proved yourself? Never. You're always seeking that next, you know, that next goal, the next win, the next, you know. And that's what drives them. I mean, that's what drives people that are successful, not just in golf, but in anything.
Yes.
And it's not about the money.
No, it can't be.
It's about the achievement.
It's about achievement. It's about passion.
It absolutely is.
Now, and now, does Michelle have the passion?
She does. You know, Danielle.
Really?
Have you had a chance to talk to her?
You know, it's very difficult to... Here we go. It's difficult to get into her entourage to get to Michelle.
Yeah, well, that's too bad because, you know, I've always, you know, had a wonderful relationship with her and her
parents.
She
gets to play here. So there's a quid pro quo going on.
I think they protect her. They still try to protect her because everybody literally wants to have that interview or wants to have that piece with her. But what I want to share with you is that I'm so proud of her, and I've never seen her more comfortable in her own skin. And, you know, seeing what she's accomplished, you know, 2 wins on tour, plus she graduated from Stanford.
Yes.
Everybody talks about it.
Yeah, her graduation from Stanford is huge. And I wrote that as far as my expectations for Michelle, you know,
right.
I figure a year. I give her a year.
Okay, yeah,
because
that's good.
That's what it's going to take for her to get her body back into top condition, because these women are in top physical condition.
Yeah.
It's going to take her that long to get that passion back.
I think she does have the passion.
Right now?
But here's what it is. Her life has changed. And I've got 2 daughters. One daughter graduated from college 2 years ago. One daughter's graduating in May. And I can tell you that all the different stuff going on in their lives, both personal and professional.
I'm there. I understand.
And, you know, and so, again, she's in that in-between mode. And I think that as soon as things settle down and she starts saying, hey, this, and it may take a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be shorter. I really think it's going to be within 4 to 6 weeks because she's very resilient. And she's shown that throughout her entire career. Think of the hits that she's had to deal with since she was about 15 years old.
I totally understand. And at the same time, I believe that she is more a team player than she is an individual player.
She showed that in the Solheim Cup,
didn't she? That's exactly right. When she's on a team and she's got a win for the team, she is totally in it. When it's her again, and she has that thing about wanting to be friends because...
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I think there's a little bit of that missing in her still, and I think it'll come out. I'm not saying it's not going to.
Yeah.
I want to bring Michael Patrick Shields in. Michael, are you there?
Aloha.
Hi, welcome. You were just on beautiful Maui. Did you have a good time?
I was indeed, and I met some of the most fascinating people there. I was at the Fairmont Wailea, and you probably know a fellow called Rusty Hathaway, who's been a golf professional there now 35 years.
Rusty's a great guy, Michael.
Yeah.
Great PGA professional.
Yeah, and we got to play 18 holes together, and he was telling me stories, and it turns out that he lived in Alaska before he moved to Hawaii, and I thought, wow, you don't meet too many people who lived in the last 2 United States, you know what I mean? But he loves it. He says, I hate going on vacation because I love being here in Hawaii so much, and the best thing is when I go on vacation and it's almost over, I know I'm coming back to paradise. And
there you
so
go.
I salute you for you and Rusty and Danielle and everyone who gets to live in paradise.
Oh, Well, we rarely get saluted, but we are.
But you're usually
people are jealous. That's right. Talk on you.
How dare you live there? Okay, now, did you guys talk about the LPGA and the players in contention while you were playing golf yourself?
Well, the event hadn't started yet because I was there early in the week, but so we didn't talk about players in contention or that sort of thing, but we did talk about the fact that, you know, tour players love to come to Hawaii, whether it's up the road there, you know, for the year, the starting of the PGA
yes.
Tour at Kapalua. But, you know, you talk, too, about the fact that people think of Hawaiian golf with one broad brush, and that's not true at all, that the courses, even though they might be in a compact area, are quite varied in terms of terrain, design, and even weather.
Yeah, and we've got the perfect example is on Oahu, we've got the Hawaiian, Royal Hawaiian Country Club. I always want to say Luana Hills,
right?
Or Kualau, right? And in the very wet kind of and terrain where it can be mudball. And then we have Ko'olina, where it's just always dry and can be very windy. And we had amazing winds and amazing golf still being played here.
Well, that first day, it was really blowing, and it was tough. It was tough on the girls. But the last 2 days have been just pretty much normal trades. You know, about the two-club wind, about 20 miles an hour. And, that, you know, these girls, they can handle it.
Yeah, they can handle it.
Yeah, let them handle it.
Well, one thing that was brought up is you've got to be so careful of how high you hit the ball. You have to have that ball control. Because if you hit it, you think the wind is going to be doing this, but if you get a little bit too high up, it will change direction up there.
Well, it's a question of trajectory for sure, but it's more a question of spin. And what most amateurs will try to do is try to hit the ball harder, trying to hit the ball lower. And the secret is to take more club and swing easier, swing smoothly. That produces less spin, and the ball tracks better through the wind. So it's really in the breeze. Swing with ease. That's a tip of the day.
Now, Michael, was it windy when you were playing on Maui?
Well, it wasn't terribly windy in the afternoon. It got windier, but the bigger puzzle for someone like me was the greens were baffling. We'd stand there and say, okay, before every putt, you got the volcano over there, you got the ocean over there, you got Bermuda grass, and the grain is going which way, and the sun is where, and by the time you get going which way, and the sun is where, and by the time you get done with it, it's a big math problem, and that was a huge adjustment to that. I mean, I'm sure that the tour players adjusted a lot better than I do.
Well, the difference, and Michael, that happens to everybody that comes to the islands trying to figure out what's known as Bermuda grain and where does it run. It's worse than the Bermuda Triangle. You know, what's this Bermuda stuff?
Wait, I had a problem in Phoenix, so it's not the worst place.
But we actually regrassed our greens right after the Fields tournament ended 3 years ago. So our greens right now are all paspalum, and paspalum is a different type of grass, much more tighter-knit,
yes.
and less grain. There's less grain. There still is grain. If you watch the telecast, what you'll see is every putt that's dying into the cup will move. It'll move left or right. It rarely stays straight on past balance. And so that's what the girls that are aggressive, again, the girls that are charging their putts, are making a lot more putts.
Hey, that's it. You have to trust the roll and give it a little bit more speed because
exactly.
It's going to go straight in. It's a little bit like, and I you know, it's like pool. I mean, it's the surfaces of the greens have become so beautiful. It's almost like a perfect carpet, a pool table.
Well, for a good putter, when they get what they see. So if they think it's gonna, you know, they're gonna make a lot of putts.
Uh-huh.
And bad greens are bumping and moving around a lot, and that's why I think the scores are so low despite the tough conditions. The girls are still making a lot of putts.
Yes, yes, it's fantastic. Now, Michael, where are you off to next? You get to travel the world.
Yeah, I'm going to stay home for a little while, and then probably my next big destination, because I've been knocking off a lot of bucket list places. probably, I really have, and it's been a mad campaign, but probably next I would be intrigued to go back to the Middle East.
William, aren't you going to go to the Pebble Beach Wine Festival?
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago. I'm still drying out from that now.
Oh.
That was, you know, that's another bucket list place. And, you know, if you're going to go to Pebble Beach and, you know, it's going to be expensive. It's just south of $500 a round.
Ooh.
But something, you know, most people want to save up for. But, you know, for a long time, I thought that was an outrageous amount of money to pay for golf. And it is. But when I got there, I felt it was money well spent because it's such an iconic golf course. It's America's public golf course, if you want to look at it that way. And to stand there was, and the people I was with, celebrity chefs who were there for the Pebble Beach Food and Wine Festival, felt the same way, that it was absolutely a surreal experience because that golf course, in addition to being so beautiful, has such a place in American history. When you look at major championships and the AT&T and the Bing Crosby, and so they had 75 celebrity chefs and winemakers, and so in between rounds, you would go and have cooking demonstrations and Dom Perignon tastings, and
yeah, so you,
it was just fabulous.
You do definitely need to dry out. I mean, Greg Nichols has to leave us in 2 minutes, so we're looking forward to next year. This is the final round today. You've got to come out and see these LPGA players play. Are there places where we can find shade, where we can get something to eat, something to drink? What do you recommend we bring?
A lot of great spots to watch the tournament. I think one of the best is at it to watch ladies on the front nine when the leaders come through number five.
Okay.
There's bathrooms. You've got to watch the ladies hitting their third shots into the par five. Then you can watch the tee shots on number six.
Right, and the par five
number
is
seven.
Yanni Sen was talking about the water and
yep.
not going in the water and it being a possible birdie hole for her, so that's definitely a good place to be. Yes.
Right, and then on the backside, I think you can, a great spot is to go out to number 17. You can watch tee shots on 18, 17, and just hanging out at 18, literally with the swans there and all the golfers coming through there, and you're close to Roy's, and it's a great spot. There's a lot of wonderful spots out there.
Excellent. And kids are welcome.
Kids are welcome, absolutely. This is all about the kids, Danielle. And, when the girls come to town, one of the things that we try to do is encourage, adults to bring their kids out, to get them into the game, and new players into the game. We're trying to get new women into the game, Danielle. So that's our big effort. We gave away 40 spots at Get Golf Ready at our clinic on Monday. It's $99 for 6 hours of lessons. We actually gave them a $50 gift certificate, which nets their price down to $49.
Wow.
So we're trying to get more women into the game. And,
okay, so do you have any more openings in Get Golf Ready?
I think there's probably about six more. We had 12 before the clinic ended, with on their BlackBerries, literally signing up for that program. It's a wonderful program. And it's designed, again, for the beginning woman to be able to get into the game and realize how much fun it is to play.
Yeah, it is fun. It's wonderful. To be on the course, you just let everything go. You really do let everything go.
You should come on out. I know you're already playing, but we have Get Golf Ready 2 intermediate classes.
I'd like to start from the beginning.
You should be our guest, Danielle. If you want to come out, we'd love to have you as part of our program.
Oh, I'd love to. Okay, good.
Thanks.
All right, we need to
great
take a break.
You.
Michael, are you going to stay with me or do you got to go?
Anything you say.
Stay with me. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play.
back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We're talking, well, first of all, we're at the LPGA Lotte Championship, and if you can get here, if you're on Oahu, you really should plan on coming down for the day. You can go to the beach. You can go to the beach after. You can go to the beach before. You can then go watch the greatest golfers in the world on the LPGA, the greatest women golfers, play. And they're going to tee off 10:42 this morning. I'm Miyazato with Christy Kerr, Afa Munoz. That's a fantastic pairing. I mean, the three of them will be playing on the same. It's going to be great. And Michael Patrick Shields, I had to keep you with me because, you know why? I need to know why you're doing your bucket list. My God, man.
I don't know.
I'm worried.
No, I don't plan to be going to any heavenly destinations or hellish destinations.
I thought there was maybe something in your mind, you know. Michael Patrick Shields has gotten the news that he's got to get his bucket list done right away. But you know what? Okay.
It's not a bad way to live, even if you don't get that news. And it's some of these things, you know, occur to me, and I have a chance to do it, and so I do. And you know, I met somebody too when I was in Maui called Megan Hartling. And Megan Hartling is the PR director there at Fairmont Kailani, and she's a young lady who told me her story that about a year ago she came to her honeymoon in Hawaii, and while she's sitting there with her new husband, she said, you know what, we're going to live here. So they went back to Boulder, Colorado, sold anything they had, quit their jobs, and came to Maui with no job and no idea what they were going to do. They had a rented car, and they were staying in a hostel. And she said after about a month and a half, they were down to their last $11 when she got an initial job at Banana Republic.
Wow.
And what a tale, you know what I mean? And she's there at the start of her career. They loved it so much that they just came out there. And then Rusty Hathaway was the same way 35 years ago. He said, Alaska? No, I think Hawaii will be better. And down he came. So it's worked out for him, and it's just the sort of the start of their career. But what a tale. I mean, talk about living like you're on borrowed time or bucket list. They just said, Hawaii is for us. Here we come.
Okay. Jerry Foltz wants to say hi. This is Michael Patrick Shields. You know Jerry by chance?
Fantastic. I just saw him at the Masters a couple weeks ago.
Did you? Jerry?
Yeah.
Indeed we did. And Michael, I go back a long ways with. We don't get to see each other very often, but I get his St. Patrick's Day card every year.
Don't you love it?
Oh, my God, it's awesome. and he's such a great writer as well. But in terms of travel in Hawaii, I had never been to Ko'olina myself, Michael. I don't know if you've been out this way, but it is one of the most peaceful parts of Hawaii. And obviously, Hawaii is synonymous with peacefulness, but when you get to the island of Oahu, it's always not so synonymous. It's awesome out here.
We'll have to get him out here. We'll have to get him out here sometime soon. There's a gentleman joining us, and we want to talk the mental game and what it's like at this level to compete. His name is Stephen Yellen. So, Michael, I'm going to say aloha. Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, on his way next to the... Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know next, but I know Jerry Foltz, if we're talking bucket list, he's got to get over and play some of the Lynx courses in Ireland, and so I'm going to keep on him until I find out that he does it, or I'm going to take him there myself, I promise you that.
I wouldn't go without you, absolutely. And there will be very many Guinness strap while we're there.
We'll see you both down the road. Aloha.
Aloha, Michael Patrick Shields. Okay, let's bring Steve Yellen in. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Danielle?
I'm fine. It's great. We've got Yanni Sen here at the top of the leader. Well, she's tied for fourth. But you know what? She's only, four strokes back, Jerry?
Yeah, exactly. She's six under and I is 10.
Yeah. So, I mean, you brought up earlier that may not necessarily be the best position for her because she likes to be in the front and win.
She's a very good closer, yes, indeed.
But not necessarily being in the back.
Not so much. If it's players of lesser pedigree, perhaps, but I'm Miyazato and Christy Kerr in front of her, it's not going to be easy, but if anybody can do it, obviously she can. She can make up four shots in the first two or three holes out here.
Okay. All right. Stephen Yellen, you have a quiet mind golf. In fact, you're going to be on Golf Channel soon, aren't you?
Yes, we just filmed the commercial with John Schroeder, former PGA and Championship Champion Tour winner, and it's being edited now, and it should be on the Golf Channel at the end of this month, beginning of May.
And the commercial's for?
The commercial is for my program. It's called Mind Off, Golf On, and essentially it teaches a golfer how to systematically access the muscle memory they have already developed.
So in other words, take the mind out of the equation and let the body do what it knows to do?
Well, I think every golfer knows that when they're not thinking that much, when the mind is quiet, the body has the freedom to do what it wants to do. You know, the $64,000 question has always been, well, how do you do that? How do you get to that state? So after a 35-year career of teaching sports in many different sports, we work actually in 7 professional sports, I've come up with a systematic program that allows a golfer to settle down their mind so the body has the freedom to do what it wants to do.
Now, what about someone who's in contention? Okay, you know, it looks like they've got the game down. It's all theirs. It's all theirs to win or lose. What's going on in the mind? You as a competitor know this. Jerry Fold's Golf Channel knows this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, this program works on a very fundamental level. It's not based on sports psychology at all. Sports psychology has to do with emotion, belief, self-confidence, attitude, visualization, the ability to get the job done. This program works on a level of how the brain has to operate in order to produce fluid motion in the body. Now, there's 2 ways that a swing breaks down for any golfer, whether it's someone competing in an LPGA championship or someone who is just playing, you know, a friendly round of golf on a Saturday or Sunday. And the first way that a golf swing breaks down is that what is known, and we've talked about this before, what is known as the prefrontal cortex intercepts the signal about the motion. The prefrontal cortex is the intercept.
Yeah, okay, that's what's important. If you say prefrontal cortex over here.
No, they're probably going to switch the dial. It's the intellect. And everybody knows that when they start thinking, something not good happens. And there's a reason why that happens, is that the mind isn't operating the way it's supposed to operate. So the body, what happens is the bulk of your core muscles take over. You start muscling the ball. You start coming over the top or leaving the club face open at impact. So that's one way a swing breaks down. And another way a swing breaks down, it's very interesting, Danielle, is that when a golfer starts to think about his swing or their swing or her swing in terms of parts and not in terms of wholeness, then also the swing will ultimately break down.
Oh, makes sense, because the intellectual part of you is thinking about each part of the swing rather than just allowing the swing to happen naturally.
Now, exactly. Now, what happens in competition is that one of these 2 things happen. And whoever's going to win this tournament, it's final round today, right?
Yep.
Whoever's going to win this tournament is not going to fall into that trap. And it's not, again, it's not on the level of sports psychology. It's a more fundamental level, how the mind controls the body. So if the player is able to quiet the mind, so the intellect, the prefrontal cortex, doesn't intercept that signal, and it goes very seamlessly through the mind and then communicates with the body, they're going to be hitting the ball very solid. They're going to be stroking very solid putts. They're going to be avoiding 3 putts. They're going to be making a lot of putts. And if they are able, and this is, you know, this sometimes is a little, it was a little complicated for Tiger at the Masters to do this. I'll tell you about, you know, I'm sure you heard the interview after the 4th round. If they're able to keep in their mind that it's better to understand the swing in terms of wholeness rather than parts, then the body will be more fluid and the swing will be more consistent.
Absolutely.
And
it sounds,
everybody knows this.
How do you do it? This is Jerry Fultz from the Golf Channel, Steve, by the way. To give our listeners, or Danielle's listeners, just a 30-second cheat sheet on what could they work on while they go to the range this morning to try and quiet their mind?
Well, we have 2 approaches. The first approach is a conceptual approach, and the second approach are actually drills, mental drills that they do that have nothing to do with golf. They do it before, during, and after the swing that allows the mind to have these two experiences or not to have these two experiences. But the one conceptual understanding, and you could say you could almost call it a drill, it's just a deeper understanding of what you have to do when you swing a golf club, is you have to do what I call burying the DNA goal. Now, the DNA goal is an embedded goal in a sport. You never have to think about it. For instance, if someone's about to shoot a basketball, you never have to remind them right before they shoot that it'd be a good idea to get the ball in the basket.
Except
if someone's about, right, yeah, well, okay. If someone is about to serve, regardless of the circumstances in the match, you never in tennis, you never have to remind them that it would be a good idea if they got the ball in the service box. Now, we come to golf. We come to the putting green. Someone's putting. Regardless of the circumstances in the tournament, in the round, in their personal life, whatever, you would never have to remind that player that it would be a good idea if they actually got the little white ball in the little round cup.
That's a given.
That's a given. But what happens, and this systematically sets up the wrong processes in the brain to actually give the body enough fluidity and touch to actually accomplish that, is they take that which is embedded in the sport and they make it their deep surface goal. I have to make this putt. This is my time to score. I don't want a three putt. This is where I break through in the round. And as soon as you do that, even though it feels good on a psychological level, it feels like it's a good game plan, it feels like that's what you want to hold on to, the mind is not interested in game plans. The mind is interested in processes that allow the body to have the freedom to do what it wants to do. So one of the key elements of our program is we teach a golfer that their priority is not to execute the DNA goal, because you never have to think about that twice. The priority is to see how deeply you can bury it. And you want to bury it deep, deep underground, because regardless of where you bury it, you will never forget that it's a good idea if you made the putt. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. What makes more sense to me is if you just do it like children do. And children don't think about something. They just get up and play, which is why we're so good when we are young. And when you're in high school, you come from a point of view of, I'm going to just do it. I love Nike. It sums everything up, doesn't it? You just,
exactly.
You okay. Stop thinking. Just hit the ball. And Steve Gellin, you have a great DVD where you talk about this. And
oh, yeah.
What is the name of that?
Well, the website is called quietmindgolf.com. Quietmindgolf.com. And the DVD is Mind Off, Golf On. The PGA has just approved our program as an official program for continuing education for PGA professionals to get credit that they have to take a certain amount of continuing education courses throughout the year. And they're realizing that this knowledge, which has been developed over a long period of time, but which any neuroscientist can explain,
uh-huh,
is really the missing link in teaching golf today.
I'm glad that they've gotten behind it, because I really like what you present. I like the thought behind it and your experience with it. And if more people would just be able to trust it, this happens in every day. When I stop thinking about what I'm going to talk about and I just allow myself to speak, then everything comes naturally. You can apply what you're talking about to all aspects of your life. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's a personal, really personal relationship, a business relationship, or just with friends. If you just allow yourself to come out and tell them what you're doing without thinking about it, then everything runs smoothly, and the conversation flows, and interaction happens, and it's beautiful. Steve Gellin, thank you so much for being on the show. We need to take a break. We're going to come back. Hopefully, Ann Miller is going to be coming in with us, because she covers golf in Hawaii. Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel, is with us. He covers golf around the world, LPGA, though. He really likes the LPGA, and if they take him away from the LPGA, going to be having some contract talks. I like that. We're going to be back after this. Oh,
Greg Kahn's going to join us.
Yes, he is. Former colleague of mine, now the executive director of communications for the LPGA Tour, and a great hire by Michael Wand.
He's done some good things.
Yes, he
seems to know what he's doing, doesn't he? Yeah, we'll be back after this. Thank you very much. Aloha, Stephen.
Aloha, aloha.
My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels? Your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we are KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. We're at LPGA, Lotte Championship. This is the final day. This is it. Between 1 and 3 o'clock, or is it 4 o'clock? I think it's 7 to 10 Eastern, and 1 and 4 in Hawaii, you'll be able to see the winners. You know, you guys extended. We're talking with Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel commentator. He's here to do this, and you can hear him, you can see him on television. You extended on Wednesday, didn't you?
Very unpopular decision with our crew who wanted to enjoy Hawaii, but I actually had a hand in that because I was talking with one of the guys who sits at the round table at Golf Channel, one of the four guys who makes decisions. We have our president, Mike McCarley, and a guy named Tom Knapp, who's a good friend of mine, who he hired for strategic, I don't know what his title is, but he's the senior executive vice president. And we had a philosophical conversation at a pub not too long ago, and it centered around the craft. When we were at the craft, the Houston Open was a rain-out show. They showed the previous year's show. Now, of course, contractually, they own that time, and they get their ad buys in, and they get their graphics on TV, and that's big for Shell and big for the PGA Tour. But I said, looking forward, we're Golf Channel. We show golf. There's got to be a way that we could come on camera and say, this show's a rain-out due to extenuating circumstances. Shell is proud to let you enjoy some live major championship golf on TV. Our cameras were there. We were at the craft. We did 3 hours in the morning. We're going to do 3 hours after the Shell Houston Open. Why couldn't we show live golf instead of last year's tape-delayed golf? And, he went through all the... I go, let's think outside the box here. You know, we're big now. We're getting even bigger. Look forward to when we're at the LPGA tournament in Hawaii at the Lotte Championship. We have an hour and a half or 2 hours of dead programming before us on Wednesday, where our cameras are there. Let's turn them on. And, of course, the day before we came on the air, that happened. So I'm not very popular with the crew, but it's a fantastic thing to do. This is our second highest-rated property. The LPGA Tour is obviously behind the PGA Tour. Any chance we can give our audience a chance to view it live, we should do it, and I think we've made a big move in going forward to do it. And we'll look at trying to extend every live tournament that we do whenever it's feasible. We're not hurting anything. We're hurting a rerun or an infomercial. Now, infomercials are good revenue, but not all that good for the viewer. So,
well,
what happens is you take away from your own credibility by running something like a last year's event when you could be doing
well. That's
right
contractual.
Now.
I understand that, but we were a mom and pop. Now we're big. Now we own NBC, Comcast, Universal, the whole thing, which is Golf Channel's part of. We're a big player now, so we are acting big finally.
Yeah, and it's great to see the passion, because for someone who isn't passionate about it, they go, "Oh, great! I don't have to work for another 2 hours. I think I can go do something else." But for someone who's really passionate about what they're doing, to know that you could be on camera, or not even yourself on camera, you could be telling or showing people, this event is happening right now. Look what's going on. That would drive you crazy if you can't do it.
When I'm at home and I have a week off, because you can't work every week, although it seems like I do, I watch golf. And I want to watch golf. I look forward to watching golf. And I watch every single bit of golf there is out there. Now, tape play golf's a little tougher to watch, I think, for most people. But anytime there's live golf on, I will watch it. And I get to call it my job, which makes it nice. You know, sit on the couch and watch TV and tell the wife I'm working. But, our viewers, our core viewers, are the exact same way. They always go to the Golf Channel first. And if there's not a live golf tournament on, a program that might not be interesting to me, then they go somewhere else. I'd pay to do my job. I can't believe that they actually pay me to do it, but I love it. I love the fact that we did 4.5 hours the first day. I didn't regret being out there a single minute. It never got boring. It's fantastic.
And the ratings, Golf Channel.
Are great. Yes.
Really?
Ratings are through the roof. Last year they went way up over the previous year across the board for all the programming. A lot of that had to do with the integration and cross promotion with NBC. But this year was going to be the barometer. Every single time period, every single show, and especially every single tournament has been up this year for us.
Women getting into the game. How is the LPGA helping move that forward?
I think so. As the popularity of the tour under Mike Wann, and I keep singing his praise and pumping his tires, but he's fantastic. He gets it. He understands it. As the popularity increases, so too will the young ladies wanting to get into golf as well, as we're starting to see throughout the country. Now, in terms of ladies maybe in a professional career somewhere else or stay-at-home moms or what have you, I think, at least in my experience around the two clubs that I play back in Orlando, it's growing steadily, not fast, but steadily. And a lot, I think I've seen a lot of ladies say, well, let's go try it. Let's go see what it's like, and that's fantastic. I don't know. I know the PGA of America is doing a lot of great things to try and grow it. Golf 2.0 or whatever it's called.
Yes, it is Golf 2.0.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I had an interesting conversation about the two different voices I'm hearing, and I'm talking about this from looking at it from a male dominated perspective. Okay, men dominate the sport. Do you break those demographics down that you have about television audience? Male and female.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Are the male percentages going through the roof? Are the female percentages increasing?
I don't know the answer to that. I would venture to guess the female audience is growing, because we've always dominated. Golf Channel has number one demographic in all of TV. There's not a station out there that their average viewer makes more money than ours. And that's ahead of CNBC and all the financial news agencies as well. So I don't think the male audience has increased that much, and we're seeing an increase in numbers that sometimes is inexplicable. A lot of times for shows that you wouldn't otherwise think they would go up, and I think the female audience is there as well. Now we have this morning drive show that I get to guest host every once in a while.
Yes, you're good too.
And the female is who we have to target in that show, because at 7 to 9 Eastern time, 7 to 9 time slot on the East Coast and the mainland. You're not competing. We're not competing against Mike and Mike or Morning Joe. We're competing against the wife. The wife owns the remote in the morning at my house and most houses.
Yep.
The man owns it at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get the wife to want to watch that show.
And how do you do that?
Good question. Very good question.
No, but I see that you've increased the number of women on the show.
Yes.
And I imagine that was strategic. I see what you're doing. And
we had the guy from Dancing with the Stars guest host for like 3 days, or 2 or 3 days. And he knows golf, so yeah.
And he knows golf.
Maybe that was an attempt at it.
Yes, that's good. Now, the two voices that I'm hearing, I'll go back to that on Golf 2.0, is I hear on the one hand people saying we want more women to come and play this game. On the other hand, I don't see men actually on the golf course wanting women to be there. I often feel like men aren't really comfortable. They'd prefer having the golf course themselves. It is, after all, their own domain.
Well, the old guard in golf, I mean, they're not going to change their ways too quickly. But, yeah, I guess that is a constant battle. I'd rather play golf with women than men. I get to play, you know, I get to enjoy it a lot more.
Okay. And I think women just need to push through and want to do it. I think if women go experience what it is.
Unfair burden to have to play something. I think if we can make it fun for them to go to the course, enjoy it, hit some balls, enjoy the experience of it and play. Then yeah, but if it's a private country club where there's the old guard out there, it might not be quite that much fun.
No, well, yeah, who wants to go there? It's
right.
Like, who would want to be a member of the Augusta? They don't want you there anyway, so why would I want to be a member at Augusta?
Somebody's going to break that barrier down some
point. And that's fine, and that's great, and more power to her. But the bottom line is I'll make my own country club, and I won't let guys in if that's really important to
me. There is one of those.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or I'll go and play someplace where somebody wants me to play. And, for it to be a man's burden to make the woman feel comfortable, you know, we have to, as women, embrace the idea that we get to go play on a golf course that's gorgeous and be out in the middle of in a safe environment walking with our friends. And if we don't find the ball, who cares? I'm going to have a friend on next week, on the show next weekend. We're going to talk about what it's like as a beginner golf, becoming passionate about the game, not thinking she had enough time to play the game because she's got a zillion things going on, but then she goes out with her friends and they end up talking and they're walking along and the cart's moving and, did you find the, oh, God, I can't remember where the ball went. I mean, that's okay. If, as long as you're having good time and moving forward, the pace of play is not disrupted, you're moving faster, moving along, you really don't have to play in the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel the pressure of it.
The fastest players at the Golden Bear Club where I play, where I'm a member at and play most of my golf in Orlando, are the women. For men to call the pace of play an issue solely based on women is completely unfair. Now, on the LPGA, it is a little bit of an issue, and I know they're addressing it, but it's also an issue on the PGA Tour, the Nationwide Tour, and around the world. But, yeah, if you ever make it to Orlando and you're a woman who's interested in maybe taking up golf and maybe feeling a little intimidated by the presence of all the men, go to Grand Cypress, which has about 50 LPGA players there on a daily basis, and there are more women playing golf on that. It's a fancy resort, but more women playing golf there than any place I've ever seen. And you'll realize, yeah, I belong here too.
Yeah, I like that. Jerry Fault, Golf Channel, thank you so much for being on the show with
me. My pleasure. Sorry to ramble on about something I never planned on.
No, I want you to. Rambling on is all a part. This is a talk show. You never know where it's going to go. And you're welcome to say, Craig Kahn is here. Isn't that great?
Yeah, my buddy.
Chief Communications Officer for the LPGA Tour. We need to take a break, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. It's going to be, you know, it says partly cloudy. It's not really. It's going to be mostly sunny. We'll have a few scattered showers, Windward and Mauka. All you have to do is go outside and look. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's going to be hot. Okay, expect it to be hot. So if you're coming to the LPGA Lotte Championship, 88 degrees. And you know it's going to, because we're on the Eva plane, you got to have your sunscreen. Make sure you have a hat. Bring lots of water, but of course you can buy water too. But bring water, because why would you want to buy it if you can bring it with you? So we're at the, you know, this is a really amazing leaderboard. I, Miyazato, Christy Kerr, Afa Munoz. How often would you be able to go and follow that three, those three players paired together today? So Yun Ru and Jiai Shin and Yanni Sen paired together today. It's really an opportunity that you need to take advantage of. Or watch on television. Golf Channel will be showing it between 1 and 4 o'clock in Hawaii, and that's from 7 until 10 on the East Coast. Now, joining me this morning, I'm really glad to have him on the show. He is the Chief Communications Officer, LPGA Tour, Craig Kahn. Thank you so much for being on.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You know, it's early this morning, but if you're in Hawaii and you don't get up early, you're making a mistake.
People always get up early in Hawaii.
It's my last day.
Well, you got to know, we all go to bed around 8, uh-huh. And we all get up around 5. It's just, what else is there to do? Well, we can party a couple nights a week. Because I understand some of the girls were out partying last night,
sure.
Having a good time. Are they enjoying it here?
They are absolutely enjoying it here. They are thrilled to be back on the islands. I've been here probably 7-8 times. I think this is an outstanding event. We are thrilled to have a sponsor that could bring us back here. And you just mentioned the leaderboard. It couldn't be any better. But all the players that I've talked to, and I've had breakfast with some of them. I had a dinner meeting the other night here with my player communications committee, which is 8 players that are on this tour that help us kind of shape our message and deliver it as well. They are loving it here. So,
I'm glad. I'm so glad. I'm going to take off next year. I have a full-time job. I'm going to take off from that just so I can spend it out and really just follow. I've learned so much about the women and the things that they have to deal with on the tour. I mean, I've known Karen Stubbles and had her on the show. We talked about the challenges of being a mom, her husband caddies for her.
Yeah, Bobby.
Just those dynamics alone.
It's her son's birthday today.
That's right.
Right,
and he was in the newspaper. She had a front page section in the Today section. You know, it was really great. Now, I like it because the fact that you're here, and I was listening to Mike Wan talk about branding. Mm-hmm. The Lotte Corp. I mean, how big is that company?
It's huge. It's huge in Korea. It's huge in Japan. It's
choco pie.
That alone is reason enough to come out to the tournament. Need about 20 or 30 of those.
They're giving them away, right?
You know, we actually think that any sponsor that comes to be a partner with us, and we don't look at them as a sponsor, we look at them as a partner.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's important to know. You know, we've got a lot of partners that have been with the LPGA for more than 30 years. And whenever we sign a new sponsor, or a new partner, we look at it as how can we build that 30-year relationship, not just do a 3-year deal to say we're coming back to Hawaii. Let's build something that lasts for the future so that a lot of these players, you know, 10 years from now can say I played in the first one and look at what it is now. And I think that's the goal. And Lotte's been terrific, and we're thrilled to partner with them.
So Lotte wants to build its brand, mm-hmm. and spread out from their little base that they've got, which is huge.
Yep.
But the LPGA spreading out and expanding. It's a global operation already. You're the first to really go into international locations. And Hawaii, I liked what Juan said about using Hawaii as a nice bridge between the East and the West with the television audience and spreading the Lotte name to the mainland.
I think it's the perfect bridge. And it's the perfect everything, really, when you get right down to it. I mean, this is paradise. But for us, on the schedule front, I think it's a perfect little bridge or hurdle or whatever you want to look at for East and West to kind of join forces. We've added 5 new tournaments this year, and I think that's a big thing. As far as the LPGA brand, we are golf's global tour. We don't shy away from that. You know, I was on the other side doing kind of what you do for 25 years in the media and at Golf Channel for 17, working with the likes of Jerry Foltz, who was just on, who's not only one of my best friends, but a guy I worked with for a long time and so forth. But I took this job and got away from television because Mike Wann tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, I want you to come use your expertise or alleged expertise in the media business and help us get to the next level with this tour. And, you know, I had a lot of thinking to do about that. And I would be the first to tell you that if it wasn't for the LPGA tour and the perception of where it was and the ability that I think we can take this thing to the next level, I wouldn't have taken the job. I mean, you want a challenge. You want something where there's going to be a payoff. And I feel like we are going in the right direction. As I said, adding five new partners this year, tournaments on the schedule.
Yes.
And it's all good right now. It really is. We don't shy away from that global stuff. You got to embrace it because that's what this tour is all about.
Well, if we want to grow the game, then we can't just grow it in the United States and count on women to get into the game.
No.
Right? We've got to grow the game internationally because the bottom line, if a business, a game, is going to be successful, you have to get other people to play it. They have to play it as amateurs. They have to play it recreationally because that way they buy the equipment because we need to sell equipment for the game to be successful. I mean, it all works together, even though you don't want to talk about you, not you. But one does not want to speak about just money, but that does drive the machine.
And absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've got to ask you. I heard there was going to be something like a Solheim Cup that was going to embrace the international players so that they could be a part of that Solheim Cup experience and that it was going to be played on the mainland, on the United, you know, the continent, the United States of America, which we are a part.
Yes.
Is that coming along?
It's something that's definitely been talked about. I think the tour's embraced it. Mike Wann certainly embraced the idea. I'm not going to tell you that we haven't had discussions about it because we have had discussions about it. I think it's a fascinating concept. I think it's much needed. If you're a tour like we are that has players from around the globe and you look at the leaderboard, you've got the American and Christy Curry. You've got Arthur Munoz from Spain. It's everything. I mean, Zato from Japan. Korea's right up there as well. So why would you not try to find some way to showcase everybody, your entire brand? And our brand is more than just America. So, yes, we are having discussions on that. Nothing's finalized yet. It's been a process. You want to make sure that when and if you can get that thing accomplished, that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and we make sure that we've got something that we can really build on for the future. But, no, I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're not talking about it or thinking about it because we definitely are.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good idea.
I think it's great, and with the Olympics coming around the corner, that gives us a chance to showcase all the players for what they bring. And you talk about growing the game. This is a crazy game. It's a game where you're intimidated by even beginning in this game. I can't think of another sport where it takes so much confidence or self-confidence to get from the practice tee where you've taken lessons to the first tee where you're going to hit your first golf shot.
Going into the equipment, the store to buy your equipment is intimidating.
Absolutely. People don't know exactly what to get. How do they get fitted? It's not like going and buying a football or a basketball where it is what it is. You can spend 40 or you can spend 20 or you can spend 5, but the ball doesn't change shape and nobody's fitting a basketball to your hand. It is what it is. But in golf, you've got to have everything set and you know people are watching you. So for kids, and I have an 11-year-old and twins that are almost 15, but the 11-year-old loves golf, but getting from the range, she was so nervous to get to the next step because everybody's watching. It's a tough sport, but these women out here embrace that. They welcome it. They sign autographs. They're right there to be great ambassadors for their product. It overwhelms me to watch how good they are at that.
And the people skills they have.
No question. You know, when I took the job, one of the things that I said, and I've said this to the players in a players meeting, you all, the players, are the best ambassadors of their professional sports league of any league that I've covered. And I've covered the NBA, I've covered the NFL, I've been to Super Bowls, I've been to professional baseball games. The problem, if there is one, and I think you have to accept that nothing's perfect and that there are issues, the problem is that the LPGA doesn't have a stage big enough or a mountain tall enough to shout the message about all the good things they do. So if I look at what's Craig Kann's job as communications chief, it's to grow the size of the stage, to make the mountain taller, and give these women a message to sell. Because I think sometimes we don't, you know, in communication, you have to have a message. And if you don't have one, then what are people supposed to take from their experience out of this event? You've got to get people to jump on board, touch your product, go tell somebody else about it, and get more people to follow you. So that's what we're working on. We're growing the personalities of the players, and we're shouting out the message.
Excellent. These girls rock.
They do.
Yes.
And that was the message probably 5 years ago, and it still applies. It's now what we're selling, which is see why it's different out here, because over the last few years, there is a different energy, a different enthusiasm. The fan experience is different and better. There are many good things going on, and I'm not just sipping the Kool-Aid. I'm also pouring it because I'm a part of the tour. But I think you know, we've got some good things to sell, and this leaderboard's a perfect example.
It is a perfect example. I'm thrilled to see it, and the wind really did a good job of bringing the top players to the top,
yeah.
And they are in perfect position now to put on an amazing show on television today. With the wind having died down, they're going to have, it's going to be interesting to see.
I hope it's a birdie fest. I hope
exactly.
I hope the winning scores 15 under and it's who can get there fastest.
How are you helping them prepare for the Olympics?
Well, I don't know that I'm necessarily helping the tour or that we're helping them prepare for that. You know, the Olympics, this is going to sound a little bit crazy. I think the LPGA is going to stand to benefit perhaps most from the Olympic experience than any of the others. Than the PGA Tour, because we are so global. At the same time, I think if you go to our events week to week, we are already an Olympic experience because that's the makeup of our tour, more so than the PGA Tour is. That's not a slight on the PGA Tour. That's just demographics of the makeup of the tour itself. So I think it's going to be a wonderful experience. I think events like you were talking about, that the ideas like that could really help us.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to teach all the players to stand for something. What are your interests? What are your goals? What is your story that you're trying to share? We're working with Golf Channel to try to deliver some of those personalities and create awareness of the players that are on this leaderboard. Because I would argue that if you walk to New York City and you ask people, could you name the five majors on the LPGA Tour? Because there'll be five next year. Could you name who has the most majors won of active players? People would struggle with that. Could you point out Yanni Sen in a lineup of five players?
Well, she's the
that
most.
Would be, that
one
would
of
be
the 100 most influential
which
people
on the planet. Which is phenomenal and much deserved, because I was in Taiwan last year and I witnessed it right in front of my face. She's awesome. So we have to create awareness. That's our biggest thing.
Okay. So the message, what is the message?
See why it's different out here.
See why it's different out here.
Let's be different and unique individuals. All the players have something to tell.
Right.
You're telling their stories as well.
Yes.
Right? Work with the media to give them the platform.
Yes.
And send it out there to the fans who can come experience our product.
I got amazing insight this week alone on some of the things that the girls have to contend with that relate to my life.
Mm.
And that is important, how it relates to regular people, so they're not just superstars that you can't relate to. Now, all of a sudden, they become people that I can understand and appreciate.
That's the goal. You just hit it right on the head. And Karen Stupples, by the way, is on my 8-person player communications committee representing the moms. And Atha Munoz is on there as well. So that the makeup of that group is an example of the entire tour.
Before we close, are they going to do more of those television programs where they have to run the cameras and be the commentators?
I will tell you that I came here today,
yes,
off of a meeting with Golf Channel, a breakfast meeting, where two people who were sitting there having breakfast said, love your show on the Golf Channel, watch you all the time. I said, you don't anymore. I actually have a meeting right now with the Golf Channel. We were talking about that exact thing and what two events we're going to do it at the rest of the year. It was a huge hit. Our ratings went through the roof that day. Stacey Lewis, Brittany Linscombe, and Christina Kim, ironically enough, are all on my committee. So now I've given you about five or six of the names out of the eight, and they are on there, and we are going to make it happen, yes.
Good. Oh, I need to ask you a favor, but I have to wrap up the show. So
okay.
If you'll be here just for a couple
absolutely
more minutes, that would be fantastic. I want to thank the people who make the golf club possible, because without them, I wouldn't be on the air. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. You know, if you need a new roof, no, not just a roof. How about flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, a commercial kitchen? They'll custom design it and fabricate it for you. That's Alakai Mechanical. Star protection for property threat risk assessment. Go get that property threat and risk assessed so that you can get protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, for your special event. That's right, it's Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and California, and Avance Salon. For cut, color, extensions, manicure, pedicure, conservative or flamboyant, it's Avance. You can always listen to us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.